Hey, what day is it today? Day five. Almost lost count there for a hot second. And I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I've been like laying here half naked for about 45 minutes now with the intention 45 minutes ago to record this audio, but I was just, like, on a fucking roll, scrolling on TikTok. I did, like, all my nightly chores and, like, brushed my teeth and everything ready for bed. Even though I'm, like, not ready for bed, but everything's ready for bed. I was just, like, scrolling and I don't know, it was just, like, funny after another, and it was great. And I was like, holy shit, I gotta record this audio. I gotta edge. So I'm breaking my TikTok funnies just for you, or maybe just for me, I don't know, whatever. And it's also weird too, like, having to make an audio every day, regardless of, like, what's going on, how I'm feeling, what my mood is like. My brain's pretty, like, on fire right now, so I kind of just want to, like, shut up and touch, but I don't know. I feel like I still need to talk about something or, like, occupy my mouth by talking. Occupy my mouth by talking. That sounds weird. Anyway, so yeah, I have my pants down between my legs and I'm gonna touch myself, like, with my hand, but I also, have my vibrators beside me just in case. I know I almost failed last time I used my vibrators, but they're really fun and they feel really good and they might die. So if they die in the middle of it, that's totally fine. It's all right. But yeah. And I'm just like, I'm going to pull my shirt up and expose my titties. Ooh, you know what I should do? I should put on my nipple clamps while I do this one. Ooh, that's an idea, actually. I'm going to do that right now. I have my drawer open beside my bed. A little sex drawer. Sex toy drawer. Okay. And these are not fancy. I'm going to put you on my belly for a minute. These are not fancy nipple clamps, literally. These are your, literally, clothespins, pretty much. But they have, like, these little holes in the middle. I wish you could see it. They have these little holes that, like, my nipple just fits perfectly inside of it. But it squeezes it, like, at the same time. Oh, it feels so good. Anyway, it's a great. But you have to get it, like, in the right spot. Ooh. Okay, I already got one on. It hurts so good. Ooh. Oof, that second one, I don't know. Come on. You, like, gotta find the right spot on your nipple that it doesn't hurt, like, too bad. I don't know if, like, there's certain nerves, but there's, like, certain ways that if I clamp it, it hurts so bad. But if it's, like, a certain way, it doesn't hurt. Like, it hurts in the way it's supposed to hurt. Not, like, this, pain, like, nerve pain hurt. Anyway, okay, I got these babies on now. Got one and two. And, like, sometimes what I'll do, since my nipple, like, pokes through that little hole that I was kind of talking about, sometimes I'll rub the top of my nipple through it. Feels good. But I typically leave my boobs alone when I have these on. And then when I take them off, oof, the pain hurts so good. It's like an instant surge of, like, extreme pain, but then relief. So I don't know how long I'll keep these on for. I usually don't leave them on too long because they start hurting. They'll tell me when they're ready. So if for some reason, take these off mid-audio, whatever. But they feel good right now, so we're gonna leave them. And I feel like I've, like, been just yip-yapping for the last however long. I'm gonna put my hand down between my legs and start touching because it feels good. And I think I'm already a little bit wet. I am. Somebody made a good point. They messaged me today and I forget if they asked me a question first or if they just told me, but they basically had the idea of me getting massage on the 7th day, I think they said, 6th or 7th day, like the last day, essentially, I think. And I thought that was like so clever, and I kind of wish I would have done that. My place books out that I usually go to like three weeks in advance. It's pretty busy, so I looked to see if there was any openings on Wednesday, but they didn't. So I'm going to check tomorrow just in case they have like any last minute cancellations for Wednesday. And if I can get in, that would be awesome because I work from home Wednesday. So I can kind of like just sneak out and use it as like a lunch break if they have time. So that was a great idea. Kind of wish it could have worked out, but we'll see. Basically their purpose behind saying that was just like, it would heighten the whole process, you know, just having someone else touching me. I've been edging for 6 days. Like it would just kind of be a whole vibe. So great idea. And maybe tomorrow we'll see if there's a cancellation for Wednesday. But right now I'm just going to keep touching myself. Oh. It feels so good though. And like, I've noticed, I wouldn't say that like I'm constantly horny necessarily. Like, I mean, I'm a hypersexual person anyway, so like I can usually get pretty horny for a majority of a day if my brain's in the right mindset, but what was I saying? Oh, but I tend to get more, like it doesn't take as much to get me to a pretty heightened aroused level. Like it doesn't take as much for me to get super turned on, if that makes any sense. I think maybe, I don't know. 'Cause I'm like already at a, I'm already pretty fucking needy. So, yeah. And this feels really good. Oh my god. This is going to be hard to stop even with my hands. Because I know exactly how to move them to make them feel just so fucking good. Like, I could come any second. So I hate that. I'm trying not to. Oh, shit. I'm going to hear a little bit instead of me fucking chatting. I kind of want to finger myself a little bit, but I cut all my nails off, so. I'm rubbing myself so much that I'm like rubbing my wetness in. My body's not, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I can almost feel my nipples kind of tingling. Well, not almost, they are. Like my brain will kind of focus on my pussy for a little bit and then on my nipples. I gotta remember, I can't come. Oh, fuck. I'm doing like a combination of like rubbing my clit and then fingering myself for a little bit. Just kind of going back and forth. But when I'm fingering myself, I can feel my pussy kind of like clenching up a little bit. Oh, fuck. I wish I didn't have control of this. I wish I didn't have control. It's so hard to stop. It's so fucking hard to stop. I'm getting frustrated. It's so fucking difficult. Once I feel that familiar feeling, like, I could just keep going. I can't do this on my own. I think my hormones are like, or like the closeness is like overshadowing the nipple pain. Oh, fuck. To put my body in certain positions that I know it isn't an easy I'm trying to put my body in positions or my legs in positions that is almost harder to come so that I don't feel so tempted. But it, like, doesn't matter what I'm doing with them because the feeling's there anyway. My clit's so sensitive. The times I'm the closest, actually, are when I'm switching from fingering to clit stim. Those, like, first 10 to 15 seconds after I finger myself a little bit and then start touching my clit. Because my whole body is just tingling. Oh, fuck. And then I circle my clip for a while, and then I get wet again, and then the cycle begins. Or restarts, I should say. I think my moans are gonna be like not as sexy and graceful. I mean, not that they are any other time, but this is hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is starting to get, like, really frustrating. I'm starting to get emotional over this. This is funny. Oh. I'm really trying to ride that edge. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. I'm just gonna start singing. I feel delirious right now. Fuck. Oh, shit. That was close. Oh, shit. I should take these nipple clamps off before I stop. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I feel like if I force myself to breathe, I'm less inclined to come. Instead of holding my breath, which I do so automatically. When I'm getting close, I'll just hold it for like 2 seconds. I keep mashing all the buttons on my phone. Like the lock button and the volume button, because I keep squeezing my phone that's in my hand. I keep seeing the phone light up because I keep pressing up the buttons. Fuck. That was so close. Holy fuck. Okay, I think I have to stop. Oh, God, I don't want to stop. I feel so good. I barely have to touch myself right now. I wish I could feel. I really wish I could feel how hard my clit is right now. Like how literally engorged it is. Oh, shit. No. Stop. Okay. I'm gonna make myself cry if I keep going. Seriously, I could literally make myself cry. Oh. Dude, this shit's fucking crazy. Yeah. I feel like I'm like... Stop. I'm scared. Fuck. Okay. I'm scared for day 7. That's what I was gonna try to say. when I finally let myself come, it's just gonna feel so fucking good. I'm not gonna like scream like a banshee or anything, but holy fuck, it's gonna feel so good. I'm probably gonna cry. I can just feel it now. Breathe. Ooh, fuck. Okay, I'm gonna take these clamps off. I keep delaying. I'm like glutton for punishment. I keep riding the edge. Okay. These nipple clamps are gonna hurt. Ooh. Ooh. They always get like so stiff. Not stiff, but like ow, ow, ow. Mm. Come on, ouch. They stay like super erect for a little bit because they've been pinched out. Ooh, it hurts so good though. Sometimes I'll just like lightly touch them on the sensitive parts. Oh. Oh, it doesn't hurt too bad. I was gonna say I want a mouth on them, and then I'm like, I have a mouth. Oh, hurts a little bit, but a good hurt. That was my left one. I already sucked my right. Okay, holy fuck. I only have one more day of this fucking torture. Thank God. I don't know if I'll ever do this again. Not for 6 days, that's for sure. But this feels really fucking good. And I'm kind of scared of the orgasms. I really am. I feel like I'm just gonna fucking cry, at least for the first one. It's gonna be such a release. But I don't want to, like, amp it up too much because I don't really know how it's going to be, you know? The body might be just, like, finally excited to come and just come really fast and not be a whole orchestra, but whatever. It's all good. I'm going to try not to think about it. Okay. Heard my rambling ass enough, and happy Monday. Hope you enjoyed. And if you're still edging with me, you're fucking awesome. You're a trooper. And if you're not, that's okay too. And also, if you stick to the end, not that these people are going to, but people keep downvoting my shit. And I don't know why. Especially this last video, it was downvoted a lot. I'm like, it's either jealous women or pissed off men. And it's just kind of shitty. I can't imagine spending your time downvoting people shit, but whatever. I digress. I will talk to you all in the audio tomorrow. Bye.